It is tax season, and most people's plans are the same every year. They pay the bill, move on, and forget about it until next year. But did you know that you could actually be earning over 7,000 miles or up to $600 a year by paying your tax bill? In this video, I'll walk you through 3 ways you could earn rewards by paying your income tax in 2026. Let's not waste any time and let's jump right in. The first option is card up, and it's for Visa card holders. Now, IRS doesn't accept credit cards directly. So what CardUp does is act as the middleman. You schedule a payment on their platform, they charge your card for the tax amount plus a small fee, and then transfer the money to IRS within 3 business days. And in return, your card earns miles or cashback on the full amount, including on the fee itself. For 2026, CardUp has 2 promo codes that you can use to pay for income tax. The first one is this one here. This will bring the fees down to 1.75%. It is valid for up to 2 recurring payments, which will cover your May and June GIRO installments. After June, CardUp will likely release new codes, so stay tuned. The code is open to both new and existing users. There's no cap on the amount, and it expires on 12 June 2026. However, if you are an existing CardUp user who has already made at least 1 tax payment through the platform before, you can also use the code here. That will bring the fee down slightly further to 1.7% on a one-off payment. It also expires on 12 June 2026. The better your card's earn rate, the cheaper your miles. At the top end, DBS Vantage gets you 1.17 cents per mile, while at the lower end, you are looking at around 1.46 cents per mile. But the question is it actually worth paying fees just to earn miles? Let's say you want to fly business class from Singapore to London. The cash price, excluding taxes, is $7,280. The same seats using KrisFlyer miles cost 108,500 miles. That's about 6.7 cents per mile in value. Now, of course, not everyone will pay $7,000 for a business class seat. But what if you would pay $2,102, which is basically what an economy ticket costs? At that valuation, those 108,500 miles are worth about 1.93 cents each. That's still well above the 1.17 to 1.46 cents that you are paying to earn through CardUp. Or in other words, you have profited by buying miles at a cheap rate and spending them at a higher rate. Here's another example. A Scoot Economy flight from Singapore to Bangkok, excluding taxes, costs about $107 in cash. Using miles, the same seats cost 2,500 points. That is 4.3 cents per mile. So when you are buying miles at 1.25 cents through CardUp with the UOB Priory Miles card, you are earning miles that are worth 3 to 4 times for what you have paid for them. Now, to make a payment through CardUp, just click Create Payment, select Taxes, then IRS Income Tax. Enter your tax amount, select your Visa card, choose how often you want to make this payment. Enter the promo code, for example, KLETAX26R. Don't worry if you don't see the fees drop. That will happen later in the confirmation page. You will then need to upload either your notice of assessment or GIRO payment plan to verify your payment. Then at the confirmation page, you'll see the fees after the promo code discount. Click confirm and you are done. Now, if you want to start investing, you need to keep your costs low. That's why I use Interactive Brokers. With Interactive Brokers, you are paying just 35 cents per trade on the US stock market. That's one of the lowest in the industry. They also give you access to Ireland domiciled ETFs, which can save you a chunk of dividend withholding taxes. And if you are not sure what to invest in, they also have a bunch of free company research tools built right into the platform, so you can do your homework before putting your hard-earned money in. Check out my link in the description to get started. Alright, now back to the video. So that's CardUp. Now, if you are on a MasterCard, you could use iPayMine instead. iPayMine's code TAXMC2026 would bring the MasterCard fee down to 1.99% and is valid until 31st August 2026. Here are some of the MasterCards that you can use. And even though iPayMine's MasterCard fee is slightly higher than the CardUp Visa fees, it's still reasonable if you value your miles at 1.6 cents or more. To make your payments at iPayMine, simply click Create New Payments and select Tax as a category. Enter your tax amount, and for the tax reference number, that's your NRIC. Upload your notice of assessment and statement of account. Select MasterCard, then enter the promo code, and you'll see the fee drop to 1.99% at checkout. The third option is different from the first two. If you have an eligible UOB bank account, such as the KrisFlyer UOB account, UOB One account, UOB Ladies Savings account, and the UOB UniPlus account, you can pay your income tax via GIRO and get a 6% cashback. This is on top of property tax, road tax, Prudential Insurance, selected utility providers like SP Services and Keppel Electric, telco bills from Singtel, StarHub and N1. So, it's not just a tax thing. To activate it, there are three things you need to do. First, you will need to register your mobile number for PayNow on the UOB Tomorrow app. Second, activate MoneyLock with a minimum of $1. Then, go to IRAS portal and apply for a GIRO payments plan. And select your UOB accounts for the deduction. Depending on your monthly average balance, the rebate is capped at different amounts. Also, notice that you will need to have at least $30,000 saved with them in order to be eligible for this promo. And once the payment is made, the 6% rebate will be credited back to the same accounts within the next 2 calendar months. But between earning miles or earning a rebate, which is better? At 6% rebate, you are effectively earning miles at 4 miles per dollar, assuming you value each mile at 1.5 cents. There's no card in Singapore that gives you 4 miles per dollar on tax payments. So on a pure return basis, the UOB rebate wins. So those are currently the 3 best ways to pay your income tax right now. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hope you found this useful. Like, share and subscribe as I'll be posting new videos every week.